Blog Talk Radio.
That you brought with you here this time, and how you're a fighter who seems to be able to still perform even when there are lots of distractions. Why is that, Manny?
I'm so happy because there's a lot of Filipino people came here tonight and watched the fight. But I know especially to my bunch of family, members of the family, a lot, and my kids is here. So I'm very happy because God gave me this victory tonight, and He's strengthening me and He's protecting me all the time. So in Jesus' name, I'm victorious tonight. So thank you so much for the support of all the fans around the world.
You told me before the fight that you're not slowing down and you're going to continue fighting for the foreseeable future. But the fight that everyone's been talking about again, which seems to happen every time before you fight, is you and Floyd Mayweather. What are your thoughts about that fight right now?
He's going to fight me? Yes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, what you just heard was the last fight Manny Pacquiao had with Chris Hodgery. As you know, he won it by unanimous decision. And recently, I believe 2 weeks ago, you heard about the super fight on May 2nd, I believe in Las Vegas, against Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Money Mayweather. That's going to be some hell of a fight. I will be breaking down that fight, my prediction at the end of this radio show, as well as the upcoming February 28th title match with Ronda Rousey and Kat Zingano, and the undercards in that fight. All right, first with the Pacquiao Mayweather breakdown. As you know, this fight, I believe, is probably 3 years overdue. These fighters are probably at the peak of their prime, or if not, they slowly pass their prime. Pacquiao still has his power. I believe he lost his speed just by a little bit. Mayweather, on the other hand, looks the same, probably not as interested in getting into many wars, but at the same time, you know, Mayweather is 37, Pacquiao's 36, and as fighters get older, if a counter fighter were to fight a fighter who brawls, this would favor the brawler, but both men are fast. But I will be breaking down this fight. Well, first, we'll start off with Floyd Mayweather. Honestly, I'm not really a fan of Floyd. I do respect his talent and his style of fighting. He's a very smart fighter, but he picks his fights. He picks the fights that he knows he's going to win and that favors him the most. But he's a counterpuncher. He has that Philly shell defense. He's a great counterpuncher, great defense. It's going to be tough for Manny to hit him. But, yeah, Mayweather has a good jab, very good counter right hand. There's going to be a reach difference in this fight, 5-inch reach advantage for Floyd Money Mayweather, 72 inches, I believe, compared to 67 for Pacman. And yeah, Mayweather's last fight was against, the last fight I watched was Victor Ortiz. I'm not sure who he fought after that. Pacquiao's last fight was against Chris Algieri. The last time Pacquiao hasn't stopped anyone since Cotto or, I believe, Ricky Hatton. Most of his recent fights were with decision. And his last defeat was against Marquez, in which I believe he totally juiced up. You compare Marquez a year before that fight with Pacquiao that he won to the year before that when he lost the decision. You look at his shoulders and the temples, you know, there's a lot of speculations whether, if not, he took steroids. I believe he did. He had the same guy that Jose Canseco had to cover him well. You look at his traps or his shoulders, it's huge. Like, he's not genetically gifted like black people, no racial, but, you know, I hope he gets caught eventually. And I'm not being totally biased, but Pacquiao's one of my favorite boxers. But, you know, when a guy just goes like that, evidently you think, you know, like, what's up with that and the pimples? Yeah, but going back to the Pacquiao Mayweather fight, Mayweather, good counterpuncher, he has a style to beat Pacquiao, but Pacquiao has a style to beat him. I don't know why he's been ducking him for a while. Evidently, when you're an undefeated fighter, you start to become your record. You pick your fights. Mike Tyson believes Pacquiao is going to win. A lot of people say Mayweather would probably be 4-1 favorite, 3-1 favorite. But the reason why I will be picking Pacquiao is because of the brawling style. He'll make it a brawl, and the brawl will favor his fight. Mayweather will counter. He'll walk. He'll keep backing up. Pacquiao will be defensive, but he'll be able to tag Mayweather to the body. Freddie Roach found a game plan to beat Mayweather's style. There are four possibilities that can happen in this fight. One, Mayweather could, you never know, which way Pacquiao could be aggressing the whole fight. It'll be, you know, not really, it'll be Pacquiao trying to chase him, making it into a war, brawl, flash brawl. And Mayweather will be doing smart countering, and eventually he could tag Pacquiao with a right. That's one possibility. Number two, Mayweather could, if it's a close fight, I believe the judge is going to give it to Mayweather. Could be a controversial decision. That's most likely going to happen, I believe. I have this gut feeling that it's going to happen eventually, but, you know, it's like that. It happens even in MMA, worst decisions ever. The other two possibilities is that Pacquiao could push the pace to where Mayweather's never been pushed before. He fought Sab Judah. I can't remember which round, but one of the early rounds, he got knocked down by Judah. But I don't think they scored it a knockdown yet, but it should have been. And the last possibility, Pacquiao could be edging a decision. He may be, you know, fighting smart, sticking and moving, you know, hitting, going in and out. And Mayweather could be, you know, he could be missing shots, can be tagging. Mayweather had this moment where Pacquiao will press the fight. That could be one possibility, but I really want Pacquiao to win this. I hope he, you know, he bum rushes him. Like, what De La Hoya did to Mayweather and Jose Luis Castillo. Those are two guys, and Zab Judah, but specifically for De La Hoya, those are the guys. He set the blueprint to beat Floyd Mayweather. Mayweather may have gone the decision, but De La Hoya won the war. 7-5 rounds, I had it for De La Hoya. Even though Mayweather had clean punches, De La Hoya aggressed the fight. He had the best moments of the whole fight. Majority of people, I guarantee you, they know De La Hoya won that fight. De La Hoya hit him with good body shots. If Manny Pacquiao is going to impose his will, he has to do that against this fight. So I only have 5 minutes left in this show, so I'm going to have to speed things up quickly. So Pacquiao has to do what De La Hoya did. But the difference is Pacquiao has the speed. He has the speed to catch Mayweather from awkward angles. Pacquiao is known for catching fighters in awkward angles. So hopefully he can impose his will and do that for the fight. And yeah, what Pacquiao has to do, set up the jab. First round, don't be too pushy. Just feel him out. Try to get Mayweather to throw some bombs. Not throw some bombs, but take the best shot. You know, Pacquiao doesn't want to risk, you know, chasing him and being, you know, recklessly. All of a sudden, he'll get caught by Mayweather's right hand. You know, that's the only threat I see Mayweather doing. His jab could be effective against himself. You know, I don't believe it's going to. Left hand, Pacquiao has nothing to worry about because Mayweather likes to lean to his right, you know, and does a counter Philly shell defense, and he throws that right hand from a good angle. But I want Pacquiao to use his jab straight right to the body. A lot of body shots, you know, so try to make it a brawl. Not really a brawl, but like try to make it, you know, push the pace, set the tempo. He should be doing that. All right, so even though the odds, I would say the odds deserve to be at least 2-1, 3-1. Mayweather could pull up a controversial decision. I think this fight's going to be a decision, but I think this fight's going to go to Pacquiao. I mean, may say something bold. I think he's going to beat Mayweather in a grinding fight. Reason being, Pacquiao has a lot of fans. The judges are going to favor this time, hopefully, the aggression of Pacquiao compared to other fighters. I believe that Pacquiao could stop it in the late rounds. You know, this is the fight he's been wanting to do. Like, he's proven over time that he's an underdog, and people believe De La Hoya should have bet, could have won against Pacquiao, but look what happened. Pacquiao retired him. And Pacquiao could do the same. People didn't believe he could hold 8 titles in different divisions going up, but look what Pacquiao did. Pacquiao, I believe he'll win possibly 7-5 like De La Hoya, but this time will be given to Pacquiao. 7-5 rounds for Pacquiao, unanimous decision. I hope he'll beat Mayweather, but not taking any credit from Mayweather. Hopefully he gets all the spread and gets the ass kicked in late rounds. All right, moving to the UFC card. UFC 184, I'll be starting from the undercard of this fight. Undercard. So the main event is supposedly Vitor against Chris Weidman, but there's so many things going on. Weidman pulling out due to the injury. Vitor Belfort wanting to fight Mark Munoz or some guys that are, you know, not really top 5 ranked, maybe top 10 in the UFC upper echelon of the middleweight division. Machida was offered the fight. He wanted to do it, but Vitor said no. I'm guessing, you know, he didn't want to risk losing the fight before getting the title. But yeah, you know, it's tough. Vitor's got to do his things. He's got to fight smart at this time of his career. No more TR. I don't know what he used in testosterone or TRT. He can't use that shit anymore. But yeah, Vitor is not in the fight, unfortunately, and Weidman. But we have a title fight between the two top female fighters of the world, and especially in the 135 division between Ronda Rowdy Rousey versus Kat Zingano. Why I think this fight's going to go the distance. Well, I'll explain that later. I forgot that I was supposed to say talk about the undercard, but Maciel Fullan will be fighting Alex Torres. This is a 145 featherweight. I do not know both guys, but judging by record, Maciel Fullan, I will take him. I don't know the next two guys. Actually, I know James Cross a bit. I think he'll be able to edge out Valmir Lazaro. Derek Lewis, I've heard about him. A big heavyweight guy against Ruan Potts. He'll probably take a decision. Diego Lima, I heard about this guy in Tim Means. Diego Lima's, I don't know, I think he's a favorite in this fight, but I'll take Tim Means. And Kid Yamamoto is a big fighter in Japan, good wrestler, good stand-up, strong stand-up. 0-3 in the UFC. He's probably, if he loses this fight, he's probably going to get his walking papers. So I'm going to take Narufumi Yamamoto, a lot of things in the line, Japanese MMA. He'll be putting Japan behind his back. I believe he'll take the decision. And my Filipino homeboy, Mark Munoz, actually got him last year to a favorite and replied to me on Twitter and Instagram. He's fighting Ron Canero, won a couple of fights in the UFC, but got cut a while ago. But he's a veteran. He's a veteran. He won 3 fights in one night in a tournament. I can't remember which organization it was, but Munoz has the height advantage, reach, probably Carnero, long reach, but I think Munoz will grind the win. He'll be too strong for Carnero. Like, Munoz already fought, he lost 2 in a row, but he fought top 3 guys in Loyota Machida, so I'll pick Munoz by unanimous decision, and skipping to Kostchek and Ellenberger, I'll pick Ellenberger by decision. Holmes will probably pick apart Raquel Pennington with kicks and punches. And to the main event, I'll pick Rousey by unanimous decision. She won't be able to. Zingano's Muay Thai will do well, but it won't be enough to beat Ronda. Ronda's going to be too strong, but I don't think she's going to pull up the submission. And that's the end of the show. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that quick 15 minutes. Unfortunately, I couldn't make it 30 today due to my time in school, but stay tuned. This is The Hub, Episode 2, Pacquiao versus Mayweather, Real Talks with Alex, signing off. That's right. I'm good.
I'm gonna leave you now. I'm gonna leave you now. I'm gonna leave you now.